Welcome to Engagement Head. This is show number 14. I'm Sloppy Dave.
This is Chris.
This is Quentin.
Thud is stuck in a carnival making piss sickles in Nebraska out of a surgical glove.
And
Dubin's licking some cotton candy. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get into our show. We've got Campus Confessions. Last week was, Thursday, February 23rd.
All right. I like to smell the underside of my nail because it always smells weird if my nail is long. You sick bastard. Cut your nails.
Why don't you go or clean underneath them?
Yeah, that would
I wrote that. The next one is, I have been having a sexual relationship with an instructor.
Yes,
it's
I
always,
have.
You know, good.
I bet she's a girl.
That 100%. To my boo, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow in class. I am terribly ashamed to take a poo in the public bathroom. I mean, the toilets are there, but the entire nature of handling your business makes it somewhat undesirable to expose passing strangers to. After all, if you happen to venture into a public bathroom, you might know what someone's fecal matter smells like before you even know their name. That's just not right.
All right, Jay Will, we appreciate you writing into Campus Confessions, because you said
Please
poo a few
don't
times.
Don't say poo. Say shit.
Seriously.
It's a
Although
shit.
This is the school newspaper.
Right? Or you could say crap.
Yeah,
I suppose. I mean, crap is even better than poo.
Or you could be like @!
They did say
point.
Fecal matter, which is a good one. Anyway.
All right. I signed the rule for my roommate in ethics class.
I just find that kind of hilarious. It is. It is pretty funny. That's all of Campus Confessions. Do you guys have any confessions for the week?
I've got a small confession. I do have one.
Okay.
But I'm reluctant because Q is here. I am a racist.
I am a racist.
I am Creole. Let's get right into our cigar review, which is nothing. But I have an idea, guys. Let's hear me out though. Okay, so you know the new shop in town, Blackbeard's Cigars.
Yeah.
A few of us were there earlier tonight. Had a great time. It was a Tuesday night, even though we put the show out on Friday. We're recording. We recorded both shows back to back. My idea is I'm going to talk to the owner and see if he's cool with. I'm just going to tell him we have a radio show, and is it cool if I bring in my laptop and record people's reviews of whatever cigars they're smoking, and then put that on the show? Because I think that would be fat.
Like, that would be amazing.
That'd be awesome. I mean, we had probably 12 people there tonight or so.
Really?
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I mean, we had around 10 at least.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were people before you got there, too.
Oh, word.
But, yeah, I mean, I brought a lot of friends. And even more when I go next week, so. Tuesdays at 6:30, if you're on campus at Blackbeard's Cigars, come find me. I'm the crazy-looking dude with crazy thoughts. So, anyway, that's our cigar review. Although, we'll just go into shout-outs. Our first call-in is actually from me, John, your roommate, Chris.
Yep.
And Haas, and we actually called in a cigar review on February 24th, 11:56 p.m.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Sloppy Dave, one of the hosts of Engagement Head, and I'm at Joel and Haas's Dave right now. And I'm having a Edge, solely aged 5 years, although I also aged it in addition an additional 5 months. Edge Corojo Robusto, I think. It's a Toro, my bad. And it's actually really good, and it's really creamy, and I'm detecting a little bit of spice, and I think the 5 months helped it out a lot. I got it in a 5-pack a while ago from Cigarbiz, so I'm going to pass the phone to John real quick, and he's going to describe his Piranha.
Hey guys, this is John, Dave's sweet mate. I've got a Carlos Piranha Maduro. I'm not quite sure what edition it is. It's kind of a special collection. It's really good. It's got like a pretty good spice to it, even burn. Had a pretty long ash on it, probably about 1/2 inch. I have a punch cut on it. Pretty nice. It's really good. I just went and had a steak and a couple beers, so pretty good afterwards. Gives me a nice little relaxation.
Now would you say that the steak was a good combination as far as food goes with the power of Piranha?
I would say so.
Okay, because I've been wondering about that myself. I'm going to pass the phone to Haas, and he's going to talk about his Punch Maduro.
I got a Punch Maduro. Picked it up for my friend's birthday. And I'm not quite sure much more about it. Dave can probably describe it for me when I go back and buy some more. It tastes. And that's the end of the call because I just dropped my cigar.
So yeah. Oh, that hurt like a lot. You know how that pressure builds up?
That looked painful.
Yeah, did I turn a different color?
No.
I like turning different colors.
Green.
Anyway, so yeah, that was cool. I really like how it was funny. It was even funnier to see Haas drop his cigar. It was good. I mean, I have certain cigar-related incidents that have happened. Can you get the post-it notes real quick, just so we don't forget later? The next call is from Dave from the Northeast. He called at February 28th, 1:32 p.m.
Hey, guys. I like your show. This is Dave from the Northeast. But I got something to say about this show, the last couple shows. Sibelius, Finale. You know what? Fuck both of those. Jelly Roll, Miller, Davis, Basie, Ellington, Coltrane, Monk, Parker, Tatum, Hancock. Those guys just didn't have any computer shit. You know, they just used good old-fashioned pencil and paper. And the shit they came up with still stands as some of the best tunes ever written. Well, on second thought, maybe Herbie Hancock uses it now. You know, along with John Tesh or Kenny G. But those guys are dinks. And I mean, Cantaloupe Island. That's such a bad melon to name a song after anyway. How about a different fruit, like a pomegranate? Yeah. Yeah, Pomegranate Planet. Anyway, just something for you to think about.
Thanks a whole lot, Dave, for your call.
Penny paper, man.
That's
pen and paper, seriously, that is true. I'm not going to argue with it.
That's how it works.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, the next call is from Brandy. She called at February 28th. She called at February 28th. At 2:27 p.m.
Hey, boy, how you doing? You know what it is? It's a girl, BC, and T.A. Yeah, T.A., what? We're chilling in school, you know. And we're all like, let's call the engagement head hotline. And my friend wants to say something here.
What up?
Okay, that's all. She's kind of voice person and whatnot. But anyway, this is us. We just want to say hey, you know, because we have like our weekly, our weekly show that we always pop on, you know. So, that's all we got to say today. So, peace, my knuckles, and we'll see you later.
Thanks, Brandy.
Awkward.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's Robin Eubanks. You're listening to Engagement Head.
Okay, so, Chris, you wanted to rebut on the whole Sibelius finale thing, actually.
Yeah, I think it was,
Doug.
Yeah, it was Doug from The Strange Brew that called in about, finale and Sibelius. So, I've done my research, I've made a couple notes.
I spoke ignorantly, which, horrible.
Yes, so, I'm going to compare and contrast Finale and Sibelius, and at the end of my contrastation, I'm going to pick a winner.
Venn diagram, at the end of your Venn, you remember Venn diagrams?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's interesting is you wrote this on pen and paper, which, you know, Dave from Northeast would be very proud of, I think.
I think so. Indeed. Finale has a better cross staff connection. Say if you're writing for a piano and you have to, if you're continuing a phrase from the left hand to the right hand,
right.
It works better in Finale. Sibelius' alignments are better, like it automatically spaces evenly,
mm-hmm.
like between the measures. Finale puts automatic cues in ensemble music. So if you have like a giant score,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to put any cues in. It'll put, like, cues in every single part to help with entrances and everything.
Cool. Wow, that's really cool.
Finale, or Sibelius, has more sound and instruments.
That's very true. They have drum out there.
Perfect. Yeah. Sure. And I think, actually, they have even more that you can purchase online for download.
Mm-hmm. Finale, you have to purchase that stuff.
Okay. Finale has a lot more tools, and you can use... that you can use for every last detail. Sibelius has a more powerful layout, which is like easier to use and is quickly accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Finale has noticeable lag on page drawing. Say if you if you're opening a 300
score, page, whatever, you know.
I mean, I noticed it when I had like 01 and 03.
Yeah.
If you're opening like a 4-page thing, you can see it drawing.
That's true.
And I've heard with Sibelius, when you open it, Like, it doesn't draw it in front of you. It just pops up.
It's kind of like video games, like racing games, when you're, like, driving off into the distance. You know how some of them will... Well, old games like Cruisin' USA would draw the landscape as you're going along, but now, you know, they have games that the landscape's constantly there, so...
Yeah. Sibelius is actually better suited for Macs.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And...
Get a Mac. What?
To finish this out...
Whoa, hold on, hold on. This is the coolest sound ever. Okay.
All right. Finale has endless feature lists, better dynamics, and note markings. They actually, and to my understanding, the algorithms for the actual markings are a lot better, so they, when you print or extract parts or things, they don't get shifted around. And keep in mind, I'm talking about Finale 2004 and 2005. Sibelius has a more streamlined appearance for faster input. Finale's lots of information and tools makes it a lot harder to learn, and Sibelius lacks the advanced layout and customization of Finale. So, to conclude, Sibelius is better.
Well, it depends on what you want to do.
Yeah, it depends on what you want. Yeah.
No. This is once and for all.
It's subjective, is all I'm saying.
In my opinion, Sibelius is better.
Okay.
Although I hate Sibelius, and I will continue to use Finale for forever.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, I mean, I don't really have anything to say about that. It sounds like you did some research, which is good, which is always good. And let's just go ahead into our links of the week.
All right.
You've got a link.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember for the life of me how I stumbled upon this, but here it is, www.tamponcrafts.com. Oddly enough, it's a guy who went out and bought a lot of tampons and makes flowers and snow angels and all sorts of things.
My favorite was the blood-dripping earrings.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that. That was sick. You take a tampon, and it's all white and clean, and then you dip it in some red shit, and it looks like there's blood on it.
And then, but you make it into earrings. It was, I thought, I don't know.
It was sick.
It's creative, though. In a way.
It's vomit.
Well, why would he do this? I don't understand.
Why not?
It's a tampon. I always thought if a guy touched it, he would, like, implode or something.
Well, that's incorrect, obviously. Actually, I have a story about playing with tampons.
Well, you don't know. It only shows his hand in the photos.
No, we played with a tampon.
Could have
been loaded by now. Never mind. Two false starts is funny enough for me. You got one, Q?
Oh, yeah. www.trumpetstuff.com.
There you go.
Very nice site.
It is.
Best site ever.
Quality.
Maybe.
Subjective also. my site is amazing. www.tubgirl.com. Everybody needs to check this out. I'm not even going to say anything about it. Just go check it out. It's probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
This actually inspired me to start playing jazz.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I find that amazing. I mean, really, it's this really technical document. You should just check it out.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
sponsored
our show.
By the Bathing Hygiene Association of America.
Bathing Hygiene... What?
The B-H-A-A?
The B-H-A-A, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Bathing Hygiene Association of America.
Oh, hygiene. I thought you said hydration. It didn't make any sense to me. That's our show. The outro song is Mad Caddies.
Before you do that, that inspires me. For those of you that do not know, my summer job is caddying as a caddy at Pinehurst number 2 in Southern Pines, North Carolina,
wow,
where the U.S. Open was held last year.
But you missed it, didn't you? Because you weren't able to be there when it was going on.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me work.
So,
because, like, I would have had to pay money to work. Oddly enough. But if you want to come and play golf and tip me lots of money, I'll be working there in late May and early June.
I thought you weren't going back.
No, I'm going to have to.
Oh.
Well, the money's good.
The money's good. Stay where the money's at, I suppose.
I agree.
Yeah, or kill yourself. The after song is Mad Caddies with a song called Just One More. Mad Caddies, for those of you ska fans, is a pretty well-known band. I found them on Podsafe. So I just thought that would be cool to add in. If you want to visit our website, you can go to http://engagementhead.blogspot.com.
Also, you can email us at engagementhead@gmail.com.
You can call us at our hotline, which is 206-20-E-HEAD. So we encourage that.
Not dot com, by the way.
Not dot
com. Not dot com.
Not dot.
Pwah, bwah, bwah.
Anyway, so we hope you call us, we hope you email us, we hope you go to our website, we hope you vote for us, but you're not going to do it at all, and I'm going to feel bad again tomorrow. So, that's pretty much our show. I'm Sloppy Dave. I'll see you next time we decide to record.
This is Chris, slapping Dave with a frozen piss-sickle.
This is Quentin saying face.
Do-do-do-do. Bow.